when they take it off, the chiddush is poishtin or makalfin or manichin tachas v'shoyim. So you're allowed to take off the big dekuna and fold it up and put it under the head and lie on top of the head. So who is the kasha? How could they lie on top of it? Because they're having a dream from it. He would tell me now the begodim are also b'hanor, the court should still be also b'hanor. So we'll soon see. The kol poim, we want to say now, really, you're not allowed to have any enjoyment from it. Who adin, you can't walk with it. The why does it say not to sleep? To tell me this chiddush, you're allowed to put it under your head. So Gemara says now, what are you telling me? That poishtan who makaflu no manicha nois and tachas v'shayim. You're allowed to fold them up at night and put it under your head. So the churavaita shamet v'noch, and here also we should have a raya. That dig dekuna nitnu lanuspim. Again we should have a raya. That you're allowed to have enjoyment from the begodim. Because if you tell me now the begodim are also b'hano, there's only a special heter to wear it, to have enjoyment when you're doing the avoidom. So at night when you're sleeping, you're not doing an avoidom. So how are you allowed to put your head, like use it for a pillow? The chur, you have an enjoyment from it. So my answer is, enechnami, amara popam, loitei matachas v'shayen, don't say you're allowed to put it on underneath your head to use it for a pillow. Elo'eimo k'neged v'shayen. It means they put it on the side of the head. That's where they put it. So what's the chiddush putting it on the side of your head? So Rashi says, v'seif isrichlei, shina denokim ishun nebor lashminon, shemuta lito tachas v'shayen, v'sula yich beslonim yifiyach miyachash apoishtan. In other words, Vaisa is big dekun also has kedusha. Just like when you wear tefillin, and not allowed to let out any air, who are them when you're wearing a begodim also, you're not supposed to let out any, and you're not supposed to be a fiyach. So the chiddush is, even though it's on the side of your head, still you're allowed to be mafiyach. Then it's not cold like you're wearing it. That's the chiddush. Right next to Rashi, connected to Rashayim, Eitzel Rashayim. And that's the chiddush. That even though it's on, like Rashi says, Shemaimina, midemut lanichan etzloi lechashin l'shem yafiyach. That's part of the chiddush here. That you're allowed to leave the big dekuna on the side of your head when you're sleeping, and even though when you're sleeping the ma'i let out some wind, still that's no iser. Because since you're not wearing the begodim, there's no bizoyin to the begodim. The Gemara says, Hachi nami mistavra. I'll bring you a raya for this also. Before that. Eleima k'neged v'shayim. And Amar of Meshashia, Shamat minor from this halacha, that the Kahanim were allowed to put the big dekuna on the side of the head when they went to sleep, and it's not called a bizoyin, al sham yafiach ben. Whereas other Meforshim learn, it should be a question, maybe you fall on the floor, so you see you're not afraid of it. So Shamat minor, we have the same raya that's filling. Minatzat shapadomi. When you go to sleep, you're allowed to leave the tefillin on the side of your head. So the same shaila, the way Rashi learns, even though maybe you'll be a fiach then, while you're sleeping, you let out some wind. But so what? Since you're not wearing the tefillin is just on the side of you, there's no bizoyin. So Rashi, tefillin the minatzad, lanich and etzlei kishu yoshin. You're allowed to leave it on the side of you when you're going to sleep. And we're not afraid that maybe you let out your fiach then. According to other meforshim, we're not afraid maybe you fall on the floor. Taisa says, in the Talmud, you have a forest time machrina. Lechashina dilma is nagdir. V'nofel olayu. V'ikim bizoyin tefillin. Maybe you roll over it and you fall on top of it. It's an bizoyin. Kamashmo, I'm not afraid of that. It's better. Not that it'll fall on the floor, but we should be afraid maybe you'll roll on top of it. So since you see it's mutter by big dekuna, and you're supposed to be noig v'kedusha, and you see it's mutter, so you see it without afraid. Who had been for tefillin also, you would be allowed to put your tefillin on the side of your head when you go to sleep. This is also a svara the way we're saying, the keneged rishayim. That the Brisa says when they go to sleep, the Kahanim have to take off their begodim, and they're allowed to put it like a pillow under the head. It doesn't really mean mamish under the head, but just means on the side of the head. That's the svara. Why? Because if you're going to tell me, Takas Roshayim, that really it means they used the begodim as a pillow, it was under the head, they were having enjoyment from the begodim. Safili, you want to tell me, you're allowed to have hanof from the begodim, shle b'shas avoidom, of a betekus le mishum klayim. The chuda should be an issa klayim involved. You have no heter to wear klayim. To ika avnate, because he's wearing the avnate, and the avnate is made from klayim. So b'shas di avoidom, we say yesterday chalaisa say, the Torah says you're allowed to wear klayim b'shas you're doing the avoida. But b'shas you're sleeping, what's the heter to have anor from klayim? V'aytun hi nami din itul enesper. Now, Philly, you want to tell me that really you're allowed to have anor from it? But how are you allowed to have an off from Klayim? So that's a raya lamai. You're not putting your head on top of the begodim mamish, but rather your head is on the side, and you're not leaning on top of the begodim. So the Gemara says, no. Who says there's Klayim here? Honich laman diyoma avneto shokoyin godol pishayim moisashono zeu avneto shokoyin hedyu. That's probably not Gemara says. That avneto shokoyin godol. The avnet the Kohen Gadol wore, that was the same avnet that the Kohen Hedyot wore a whole year. So then we know the Kohen Gadol was made out of Klayim, but just like the Kohen Gadol's avnet was made out of Klayim, who had in the avnet of a regular Kohen the whole year was also made out of Klayim. Elo laman de yomer, avneto shel Kohen Gadol, loy zeu avneto shel Kohen Hedyot. No, the special avnet the Kohen Gadol wore in Yom Kippur, true, that one was made out of Klayim. But the regular avnet the Kohen Hedyot wears the whole year was not made out of Klayim. So then, Ma'ik Lameila, what's your raya then? Who says the avnet had klayim in it? True, the avnet on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol the war, that had your klayim. But who said the avnet, the Kohen Hedyot war, had klayim? Rashi. Honicho, hodoloi chayish the klayim, laman diom avnet, the Kohen Gadol of Yom Kippurim, shul shabutz, zeo avnet, the shul hedyot, koyim ois hashono, vien klayim the big day Kohen Hedyot shaper. A little different, Rashi saying, no better. Rashi was Hanich, what you're not afraid of Klayim if you hold that the avnet the Kohen Gadol wore in Yom Kippur, which is made out of boots, which is only linen and not any wool. If that's the way the regular Kohen Hedyot's avnet was made the whole year, then it's good. There was no Klayim involved. But if you learn no that the avnet the Kohen Gadol wore in Yom Kippur, true, was made out of boots, made out of linen, but the Kohen Hedyot's avnet the whole year was made out of both linen and wool, then you have a kasher. How can you? That's the raya. Like, how could you tell me it means a lot to put the head on top of it, but there's a pillow, it has klayim. You're not allowed to have an off from klayim. So that's the svar to say, the brisa doesn't mean mamish to use it as a pillow, but rather just keep it on the side. The chitayim, maybe you'll tell me, klayim, polavisho, vihalohu diyoser. Maybe it's only not allowed to put klayim on top of you, or you can't wear a bigotry klayim. But here you're not putting it on top of you, but can't, you're putting it underneath your head. Of Bahatsor Shari, maybe to put it underneath you, it's mutter to put klayim underneath you. For the Gemara name, Vatani, we learn like this. The Pasuk says, Lo yalo lechem. You're not allowed to put it on top of you. Midi raisa. Avala to mutter la tiatachtecha. True. Midi raisa, you're allowed to put klayim underneath you. You're allowed to use it as a pillow or as a sheet. Klayim. Avul omru chachomin. But you should know, the Chom told us, also lasas kain. There's an isser. The Chom said, Midi rabbonin, it's also to put klayim even like a sheet or like a pillow. So, what can you say here? How could you say now that you're allowed to put the avnet underneath your head with teres a pillow? I, the avnet, is made out of klayim. And it's also in the rabbanon akoponim to put something klayim underneath you. To have hanor, to receive enjoyment from klayim, even though it's underneath you, it's also in the rabbanon. Hey, true midi, your eyes, the Torah says, like klayim is only in the Isilavisha, only if you're wearing it, or else the isser is if you put it on top of you. But to put it underneath you, it's also in the rabbanon akoponim. Yeah, and what's the reason why? Because even though it's underneath you, we're afraid maybe a string that's sticking out of it will get wrapped around your hand, and that's called Allah, that's called wrapped around you. And that would be also Midiraisa. So therefore, Midirabonon, you're not allowed to be on top of Klayim, because the Gzera, maybe while you're on top of it, a string of it will wrap around your hands. And that would be an Issa Midiraisa. The Yechid Taimim maybe will answer me, the Mavsik Lei Midi, Benei Benei, maybe it's only Yosef if you're directly sleeping on top of the klayim. But maybe if you have the klayim underneath a few sheets, you have a few sheets, and underneath the sheet is the avnet, so there's no gzero. Maybe your hands will wrap around the klayim, maybe then it's mutter. So Mar says, no, even that is awesome. The Yomer of Shimon ben Pazi, Omer of Yeshua ben Levi, Omer Rebbe, Mishum Kola Kadisha of Yerushalayim. He said over from the Kodesh Dika Kila of Yerushalayim that Afilo Ese Mutsois, Zu Agav Zu. Hafilu, you have 10 sheets, one on top of another. Uklayim tachtayim, and you should know the bottom sheet, the underneath the bottom sheet is klayim, is also lishin alayim. Midirabonon, there's an iser to go on top of klayim, even though there's a sheet down between you. Because loy pluk, rabbonon made xera, you can never go on top of klayim. You can't have enjoyment from klayim. Elo lav shmamina, keneged roshayim shmamina. there's a good raya that that's what the Braisa says, you're allowed to put the begodim underneath your head, but there's a pillow, doesn't mean mamish, but there's a pillow, it means on the side of your head. But avada, your head was not lying on top of the begodim. For two reasons it could be. One, it could be because it's also to have hanor from the begodim, and even if Tim Sulaim, it's mostly to have hanor from the begodim, but if the beggar was like was the avnate, which had klayim on it, but there was klayim, there's an issim of the rabbonim not called upon him. Ravashi, Yom Ravashi says another teretz. L'yodam atayim maybe takas rashayim. Maybe no, maybe tak, you're allowed to put the begodim underneath your head. And true, you're allowed to have enjoyment from big dekuna. Aye, the kasher is v'komasani miklayim. Or bizoy, you're having enjoyment from klayim also, and that's also. What's the heter? But shalst you're sleeping, there's no avoid, there's no eser deichleis to say. How do you have a right to have enjoyment from klayim? The avnet had klayim in it, was made out of wool and linen. The teretz is, big dekuna koshenheim. I tell you, the begodim that were made for the big dekuna were very hard ones. They're made out of hard material. And the klal is hard material, you don't have enjoyment from it. So therefore, there's no way to klayim. And this, the klayim, is only if you have enjoyment from it. You don't have a no from klayim. If it's a thick material that doesn't give you any enjoyment, that's mutter. Trashi koshenein, v'yein mischamimin, lefikach ein ve'm mishum klayim. So this Rashi here is mashma, there's no way to klayim at all. You have no enjoyment from it at all, and therefore there's no Issa Klayim at all. Other Mepharshim learn, no, that there, like we learned before, there are two Issurim by Klayim. There's one Issa, you're not allowed to put it on top of you or wear it. Now some learn, wearing Klayim is also even if you don't have Anor. Stama, Maisa Levisha is also. So they'll learn, even when the Begodim are hard, still you're not allowed to wear it. But here we're not talking about wearing it. Here we're talking about putting it underneath your head, which is only Yossi Medrabonin. There's only Yossi, you're not allowed to be Matsiya Tachtecha. So for this Issim of the Rabbonin to be Matsi underneath you, it's only Issim of the Rabbonin if the material is such a material soft that you could have Hanor from it. But if it's a hard material that you can't have any enjoyment from it, then there's no Issim of the Rabbonin. Le'enachnami, to wear Klayim that's mamish hard, that's awesome. But for this Rashi, it's mashma not like that. Rashi's mashma that if the begodim are hard, you're not having any Hanor from it, and male, there's no Issa Klayim at all. Like Rafuna said over the name of Rabbi Yeshua, that high namta, that's a hard piece of material, gamda, like a mat, a hard mat. The narish, came from the place narish, shaya, you're allowed to have enjoyment from it. And even though it was made out of klayim, but since it was a hard mat, it didn't have any hano, any enjoyment, it's muta. Trashi namta loved, yagamda kosher, shari ain't by mishum klayim, ta lo dumid lavisha dispe hano chimamhu diyisir. Because Allah is also, and Levisha is only author if you have enjoyment from it. But if you're wearing the begodim, that are very hard begodim, you have no enjoyment from it, there's no Issa Klayim. So now the big dekuna here was made koshim, was hard, therefore there's no Issa Klayim. It could be you're allowed to put your head and mamash on top of the yavnet. Toshima, big dekuna hayoytze ben le medina osir. You're not allowed to wear the begodim and take it outside Yerushalayim. Hayoytze ben le medina, if you go into Yerushalayim with it, it's osir. Of the Migdash, Mashenka and in the Beis Mikdash itself, Bein B'Shas Avoidom, Bein Shloi B'Shas Avoidom Mutter. You're allowed to wear them. Nefneshe Big Day Kuna Nitnu Lehenes Ben. Shema Mina. That's a Raya. Before we had this question, are the Karnam allowed to have enjoyment from the Begodim in the Beis Mikdash, even when they're not doing the Avoidah? And the Torah says yes, they're allowed to have enjoyment from it. And one shot is because, Le Nitnu Teru Lamalchi Asharis. The Torah can't say that the second you get finished doing the Avodah, you have to take it off. Like you're not a Malach. Amol, you have to leave it on a little bit longer. So Elamai, once you have it on, you put it on for the purpose of doing an Avodah, you're allowed to keep it on. There's no Issa to keep it on to have enjoyment from it. So the Mar of Medina Loi, but you're telling me now what? You're not allowed to wear your begodim outside the Beis Hamikdash into Yerushalayim. For a time, you will learn like this, Rabbi Yisro. P'yeskrim v'chamisha b'tevis. In the 25th day of Tevis, it happened that Yoim Hagrizimu. This day is called the day of Hagrizimu. We'll soon see why. The Lord Lemisvod, we made it a Yomtiv, that you're not allowed to say a Hesper today. Why? What was so great about this day? The Maisa was like this. Yoim Shebikshu Kusim Ez Beisalokenu Melechsandris Muktin Leachrivoy. That the Kusim made trouble for Klai Yisrael, and they went and told the Melech, Alexandria Muktim, to go and be Machiv the Beis Hamikdash. That's what the Kusim said. The Kusim told the Melech, go and destroy the Beis Lakenu, destroy the Beis Hamikdash. V'nosnu lehem reshus. And the Melech gave the Kusim reshus. The Kusim said, we want to destroy the Beis Hamikdash. The Melech says, okay, you can do it. Now they told this gezeirah to Shimon HaTzadik. They told him that the Melech gave reshus to Kusim to destroy the Beis Hamikdash. His ma'osu, what did Shimon HaTzadik do? He was a Kohen Gadol. Lovash big dekuna. He wore the big dekuna. V'nisat the big dekuna. And he wore the hat of a big dekuna also. And the Choshev people from Yishlayim, Imai went with him. And he had torches of fire in the hands. The whole Laila, the whole night, they were walking from Yishlayim to the Alexandrian Muktim. They went to visit him. So the whole night they were walking there. Is Halalu Hochim Mitzadze? The Halalu Hochim Mitzadze. Some of them walked on this side of the Shimon HaTzadik, and some of them walked on the other side of Shimon HaTzadik. At Shaul Omer HaShachar, they walked the whole night until it came Amish the morning. Kivin Shaul Omer HaShachar, as soon as it came Omer HaShachar, is Omer Lehem Mihalolu. So Asandia Muktim asked the people, who are these people coming? Is Omer Lois, they told him, Sami asked the Kusim, who are these people coming? Omer Lo Yehudim. So the Kusim said back, these are the Jews coming. Shemor Dubuchot, that they're rebelling against you. Is Kivan some stam of the Melech Achsandrin want to go have Muhammad with them, want to go kill them out? Is Kivan Shegia Lian Tifrois, when they came to this place on Tifrois, Zorchachama, that's when the sun came out Legamri, came very light, Upoga Zebzeb, and that's when the king Achsandria Muktim met Shimon HaTzadik, they met Zebzeb, now Kivan Shirol Shimon HaTzadik, as soon as the Achsandrian Muktim saw Shimon HaTzadik, right away, Yoredi Makaftoi, he went off his horse. Vishtachav in front of him, he bowed down in front of him. That's what the king did. His Omrulois, so the people told to the king, Melech Godol Kamoischa, a great king like you, Yishtachav Yehudoi, how come you're bowing down to the Yehudim? And the Sam the Kusim said this. The Yehudi Zeh, how come you're bowing down to this Jew, Shimon HaTzadik? Omrulohem, so Achsandria Muktim said, you should know, that the Must Yuknoi, shall there a picture of Shimon HaTzadik, whenever I went out to have war, I always saw the picture of Shimon HaTzadik in front of me, and he was the one that helped me win the Muhammad. That was the night that happened. So the kids say, so he finally met up with Shimon HaTzadik, he gave him big respect. Is Omar. So he said, Loma, Omalahem, Lama Bosim. So yes, Shimon HaTzadik, what are you coming for? Omru, so Shimon HaTzadik told back to Achsandria Muktim, Efshe Bayis, Shemeshpalim Boyalechon, the house, the Beis Hamikdash, that we daven for you, v'yamachuscha, we daven for your kingdom, shloi techrov, it should not be chorev, yisav v'choyv dekechovim lachrivoy, like you gave over the right to the goyim to destroy our Beis Hamikdash, like you made a toyish yisavuchon, you gave a mistake, that gave them, that the goyim could destroy it. Izom alehem mialolo, so the Melech Achsandria Muktim, yes, who are these people? Or maloi kusim alolo, these kusim, that you gave them reshus to be machir of my Beis Hamikdash, that's what they're doing. Shem dem lefanecho, is omalehem hareyhem misurim b'yadechem. So right away, the Melech Muktim said, you should know what, you have reshus over them now. You Jews could take care of the kusim. Is miyad right away, nakvuhem b'yakveyem. They drilled a hole through all their ankles. Through the ankles of the kusim, they drilled a hole. V'tolom v'zon v'susayim. And they took the tails of the horses and tied it into this hole. They said, giddy up, and the horse started to run, and the guy was dragging along. Over the thorns and all the things on the floor, until finally the horses all came to Hagrizim. As soon as all the horses, all the kusim came to Hagrizim, they plowed him in there. With Zeru, and they planted them there. Karshinam. And they planted the mamish like you plant the horse food. That's where they planted the kusim. Kederach shibik shulasa the base alokenu. The way they wanted to do to the base of Middash, they wanted to destroy the base of Middash. That's what happened to them. They destroyed them the same way and buried them there. For Yosei Hayoyim, that day Yosua Yomtif. That was called the 25th day of Batavis. And that's called Yoyim Hagarizim. That's his nest that happened then. And it was a Yomtif. But I call part of the Kashrut, you see, Shimon HaTzadik here took the big dekuna and went outside Yerushalayim. He went to see Malchus the king. You know that it's also to go out, chutz from the Beis Hamikdash. So how could he go outside? He boy the same one Terence says, Ruyin the big dekuna. Havad of the begodim he wore at that time was not Mamish big dekuna.
In other words, Ruyin the Rishonim say means it was made Roy to be the big dekuna, but they weren't Mekadosh it yet. It didn't have any Kedusha yet. So since it didn't have any Kedusha, you were allowed to take it outside Yerushalayim. So that's why he was allowed to wear it. The boy is saying another Teretz is, Eis Lasso Slash Shem Efeiru Terasecho. True, there's an Issa to do it, but at certain times, at Serach Klal Yisrael, he allowed to be over the Torah in order to save Klal Yisrael. This is like Pekuach Nefesh here. So mainly he was Mutter. When it comes a time when you want to do something, sometimes you're allowed to look over the Torah and do it. But you have to be a chacham like Shimon HaTzadi to know when to do it. Not anybody is allowed to say, I want to change over the Torah and l'shmoy. Chas v'sholom. It's only mutter at certain times when the Gemara says it. So was the Meister. So Teretz how he did it, because these two towards him, either it didn't have any kedusha yet, or else Taka Mishmei Slas Hashem Afeir Torasecha. Right, and the Mishnah says Chazon Knesses Noitel Sefer Torah. The Chazon took the Sefer Torah and gave it over to the Rosh Knesses. Then the Rosh Knesses gave it over to the Skan. In the Chura, they were Noi Kovin Zelazer that the Chazon, the Shamish, gave it over to the Gabbai. So the Chura, the Shamish would be Mechaba the Gabbai in front of the Rebbe, in front of the Kohen Gadol. So the Chura Shemaminu, which you have arrived from here, that Chol can cover the Talmud, but Malkam Arav. Somebody's allowed to show respect to a Talmud in front of his Rebbe. But the Chura here, they will not cover to the Shamish, or to the Rosh Knesses, or to the Skan. One handed it to the other one. So Rabbi says, no. I tell you, Kula Mishum Kvod of the Kohen Gadol Hi. This was all not the pshat you're giving respect to the Talmud. This is all Bekovedik, how to get the Sefer Torah to the Kohen Gadol. It wasn't Bekoved that the Shamish should give the Sefer Torah straight to the Kohen Gadol. So the Shamish gave it to the Gabbai. The Gabbai gave it to the Sagan. And then the Sagan gave it to the Kohen Gadol. So it was all given over, but the Torah to give over the cover to the Kohen Gadol. That's why it was Mutter. The Kohen Gadol stood up now. Michlal Shu Yoshev. Mashma up to now he was sitting. It says now they gave him the Sefer Torah, he stood up. I, Bonan Tanan, we learned that Ein Yeshiva Biazorah, Elul Malchus Beis Dovah Buvad,